a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the spirit realm. And God reminded me that some of us are stuck in the hardship. Some of us are stuck in the hardship. That's not where we belong. That's not where we belong. We don't stop in the hardship. Now, I know that's hard. I know that's difficult. I know that's challenging, because when hardships arise, when difficult times come, when challenges in your marriage hit, it can cause you to almost feel what we would call paralyzed, what we would call, you know, frozen, like, whoa, what just happened? Whoa, what's about to happen? Whoa, what's going on? What's really the situation? And that is the exact opposite of what we want to do. Now, it's gonna startle you, you know, troubles in your relationship, spouse not doing the things that you would hope that they would do. You may get a little jolted. But even the Bible says, you know, when you're sanctified, when you're holy, you know, you fall down, but you get back up. And so today, Holy Spirit was like, wait a minute. Too many of my helpmeets are stuck in the hardship, which means it seems like it's continuing. It seems like there's a cycle. It seems like you can't get past it. And if you're feeling like that, you got to know that that's not God. You've got to know that that's not word. You've got to know that there's better for you. So you've got to be able to stop and go, okay, what's going on? I've got to assess myself. Wait a minute. Did I say assess myself? Key word, I've got to assess myself, because I know you want to assess your husband. I know you want to assess God. Wait a minute. Sometimes we're assessing God like, God, what's up? Now, you can talk to God because he's your father. But not from the position like you've got to shift this. Like, you know what? I know what the word says. That's where we go. But we don't get stuck in the hardship. We don't stop in the hardship. So I'm Yvette Benton, and I am the author of Help for the Help Meet. You need your workbook. You need your book. We need to review. Now, I'm not going to say highlight. I almost said highlight. Some of y'all are highlighters. I've gotten pictures. Lord have mercy. When I'm doing one-on-one coaching sessions, sometimes people show me their book and it's all highlighted because they like to tease me, because I don't like highlighters. I don't like them. I like clean, pretty books. But you got to do what you've got to do. Now, I study my book without the highlighting, but whatever you have to do to study your role, you do what you need to do. Don't turn the pages down, though. Don't turn the pages down. If you got to highlight, but don't flip the pages down. Dog ears, that's not... No, okay, do whatever you have to do. Okay. I digress. But we're going to look at this thing. We're looking at this thing, 2 Timothy 2:3-4, which says, take with me your share of hardships. And you know it's an amplified version. Passing through the difficulties which we are called to endure. We're called to endure the difficulty, but don't stop. Don't stop in the midst of the difficulty and then go back to the way you used to be. Don't stop in the midst of difficulty and get caught up in a cycle where you're just turning around in circles, where you're just saying the same thing, arguing the same, fussing and fighting with the same information. I know for me, I'm transparent. For me, I used to try to convince Gerald certain things, and I would say them over and over and over. And I thought I was slick because I was saying different ways with a different tone on a different day. And God was like, he is not listening right now. Like that, whatever it is you're saying, you probably are in the wrong spirit. Your heart might not be in the proper posture. You're saying certain things and he's not getting it. So you're getting frustrated and you're saying it again and again and again. I was in a cycle. God was like, give that to me and pass through. That seems so easy, but woo! It might be difficult, but let me tell you, it is worth it. It is worth it. It says, take with me your share of hardships, passing through the difficulties which are called to endure like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. You know, we talked about being a soldier, that the helpmeet has got to be a good soldier, but we need to understand that we are passing through. 2 Timothy 2:3-4, we're passing through. We've got to endure these hardships. Some versions of the Bible say endure like a good soldier. We've got to endure. The key word is pass through, which means I see the trouble, I understand the trouble, but I got to ask God for the strategy to get through the struggle. I got to get through the hardship. I can't keep going over and over and over. The only person that enjoys that is the devil. Because going through things over and over and over and over again is not good for you. It's not good for your family. It's not good for your marriage. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Most of the time, we'll have to admit, when we go through things and we say the same thing over and over and over, all we get is frustrated. We start having arguments with our spouse. It's just not the way to do things. You know what? They tell me the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. I promise you, we do that in marriage. Lord. Mm-hmm. We argue, fuss, and fight. I have learned, when Gerald is not understanding what I'm saying, I'm like, never mind. Now these days, he's like, well, Lord, she gonna go pray, and I might as well figure this out. But I'm like, no, I'm not gonna argue with you. I'm not gonna argue with you. Number one, it's disrespectful. And God, when I finished arguing before, when I used to argue, I would go and sit down, and I'd be like, and that's what I meant. And God would be like, I'm not okay with that. Go back. Go say you're sorry. Go tell him how you should have spoken to him. No, I don't want to do that. I want to pass through. I'm passing through the hardship. I'm not going to stay in the hardship and get all worked up. So whatever your hardship is, and see, sometimes people get so caught up in their hardship that they stop. And then they start telling everybody, and then they start letting other people know just to see if they're going to agree that the hardship is hard. Like, we already know it's hard. Definitely. We want to get someone to help us pray through the hardship, not sit around and talk about the hardship, how difficult it is, how terrible it is, how much the other person should regret what they've done. Granted, all those may be true, but it will cause you to go around in a circle. Pass through. Help me pass through. I'm passing through. That's the declaration. When I see a hardship, not interested, I'm passing through. When I'm experiencing a hardship, no thank you, I'm passing through. How do I pass through, you ask? I'm so glad you asked. Take a sip and I'm going to tell you. Oh, you look at that hardship and say, devil, you're a liar. My God says, I'm a good soldier, I'm passing through. You say, I'm going to worship until I feel like passing through. I'm going to decree and declare until I feel myself passing through. I'm going to call someone not to complain, not to have them agree with me in the difficulty, agree with me in the hardship. I need someone to agree with me. I'm passing through. I'm done with this. I'm over it. It's behind me. See, that's where Satan belongs. Behind you. How does he get behind you? You got passed through. Otherwise, he's in front of you or next to you. If he's going to get behind you, you got to pass through. So you got to pass through in every situation, every circumstance, marriage, finances, health. I'm passing through this hardship. My body's not feeling well. I'm passing through this. I'm healed. I'm passing through this marriage issue. My marriage is restored. My marriage is reconciled. I'm healed. My heart is heavy. I'm healed. I'm passing through. Because he's got to be behind me. Check it. Check Satan's position in your hardship. Ooh, check it. Because if he's in front of you, wrong spot. If he's beside you, agreeing with you, wrong spot. He needs to be somewhere behind you. Get behind me, Satan. Get the hints in the Bible, it says. Get behind me. You don't belong in front of me. You don't belong beside me. You either get behind me or under my foot. Those are your options because I'm passing through. When you're passing through, you see your back or the back or the bottom of your foot. Because you're bruising his head with your heel. Those are your options. Either way, you're making it. You're getting it. You're doing what you need to do. You're getting where you need to get. You're passing through. Help me. No soldier in active service gets entangled with the ordinary affairs of civilian life. Like, I'm not getting entangled with you, devil. I'm not going around and around with you. I'm not going to cause my relationship to get worse than it already is. I'm not going to cause my heart to get hard. I'm not going to be in unforgiveness. I'm not entangling with you, devil. I'm going to stop. Take a deep breath. Stop in the midst of an argument. Stop in the midst of trials. Stop. Realize your position. Realize, wait a minute. I'm passing through. Under my feet, Satan. Get behind me, Satan. Either way, I'm passing through. Well, thank you. That was easy. Now, the hard part is, it's hard to pass through. We know that. One step at a time. One declaration at a time. One prayer at a time. Stop. Take a deep breath. And then pass through. Do not go in a circle. We're breaking simple, hindering cycles. We got to break them. And most of them, if you stop and really take heed, you'd pass through it quickly. You'd pass through it quickly. Because you're like, wait a minute. Satan tried that trick last week. He tried that trick with my mom. He tried that trick with my grandma. He tried that trick with my sister. That's a generational curse. I'm passing through. Mm-mm. Because when I pass through, then my daughter passes through. And then my other children pass through. And my children's children pass through. So when you pass through, you're not just passing through for you. You're not just passing through for you. You're passing through for a generation. You're passing through for your children. You're passing through for your future. Just pass through. Endure the hardship. Realize what it is. And just keep going. Just keep going. Love it. Love it. Love it. Don't get offended. I see that. Don't get offended. Don't get frustrated. If you do, pull it down and just pass through. You got to do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. You're passing through for your whole crew. You're not just passing through for you. You're passing through for your crew. That's good. Who are you passing through for? Because sometimes we'll do it for our children before we do it for ourselves. Who are you passing through for? Keep that on the forefront of your mind. I don't care what you got to do. You got to keep going. You got to endure. Endure, endure like a good soldier. Pass through the whole, all the hardships. You got this. You got this, help me. And I've got the sparkling juice. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for taking a little bit of time with me. I'm Yvette Benton, and I'm a helpmeet that is suitable. I'm working hard to be a helpmeet that's suitable. I want you to work hard to be a helpmeet that's suitable. When you get it, I want you to help someone else become a helpmeet that is suitable. It's what we do. We got to save families. We got to save generations. We got to do something different in marriage. We got to be helpmeets that are suitable. So thank you for joining me. Thank you for coming in and spending some time with me. Hey, spend a little more time relaxing and asking God, how can I be more suitable? You got to evaluate yourself. You got to study to show yourself approved. You got to think this thing through. It's intentional. Being a helpmeet that is suitable is intentional. I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Go to our website, geraldandyvette.com. If you haven't liked our YouTube channel, please go and subscribe, like, and share. Get on Facebook. Let your friends know. Tag a helpmeet or two. Let individuals know not only are you a helpmeet that's suitable, but they need to be helpmeets that are suitable also. Go to GeraldandYvette.com for more resources, information, webinars, all kinds of books, workbooks, all kinds of things. Thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. If you need information, if you need a mentor, if you feel that I might be the person for you, get the information on our website, geraldnyvette.com. My mentoring program is amazing because the people are amazing. So I appreciate you. I love you. And I will see you all. Good night.